Tony, you've been involved with Walton Casuals for quite a few years. What got you interested in being behind the scenes of this football club?
First of all, it was my cousin, Spencer Collins, playing for the club, who then became manager. And then my son, who is now the manager, has made the most appearances for the football club. So it was a family thing, really, and helping out in the first place. But the more you get involved in a football club, then it just goes on and on and on. And it's a little bit of a, well, I'd just say it gets worse and worse. Your time gets more and more. Yeah, financially, you have to raise more and more money for the football club. Boy, does it give you some enjoyment. It's great.
How does it feel being this side of the pitch instead of playing now that you've retired?
Well, I'd sooner be the other side playing. But, you know, with my media work now, working for Sky, I've got that part. I'm still part of a team, as I see it, and still very much part of a team here at Walton Casuals. Because aside from me being chairman, we've got Graham James, who's our president, and Paul and Duncan Saunders, who are our main board of directors. And together we run the football club, so we are a team. And of course my son Anthony is now the manager, so we are very much a family football club.
You're currently ground sharing and you're travelling quite a bit of a way, considerably speaking, because you're having to play your home games at Merstham. Why was that?
Well, we have a little bit of a connection here. Anthony and I know the manager really well, Hayden Berth. We had looked locally at all other teams. Met Police, unfortunately, we couldn't get in the Met Police. Molesey, the pitch wasn't good enough to have two teams playing on it, plus youth teams as well. So we looked around all over the place and found that Merstham, only being half an hour away, good with the railway. Most of our boys are not from the Walton area anyway, so to get here is 25 minutes from Walton by car, and it's easy to get to with the links. That's most important in non-league football. What people realise, it's probably harder to get to Walton because we're not right next to a railway station than it is here. So it's actually just as good for us here. And this is a marvellous facility, which we've got a lot in common with. The guys that have put the money in here and made this what it is and then got it up into the Ryman's Premier League, the way they play the football, the way the pitch is maintained, the tidiness of the football club. We played them before and we love the place. And the people are especially good to us.
It was also a question of maybe monetary issues as well, the reason you came to Merstham?
No, financially, because we are ground sharing next season with Walton and Hersham in our new development, or hopefully next season, we may even have to start the season off here at Merstham again, depending on how quickly that the development goes ahead. It wasn't financial because we'd have had to pay the same wherever we would have gone. It's the location. It's terrific. First and foremost for me and my son, we was looking around at the pitches. This pitch is second to none. I know they've gone out to the Ryman's Prem. They've had it vertidrained this year. Our money helped probably for that to be vertidrained. But this pitch is second to none. And we like our team to play football. And we thought, after looking at everything and being turned down by quite a few clubs, that this was the best place to come to.
And long-term objectives for the club once you've moved into your new ground?
Well, long-term objectives, we've got 500 kids in our youth section now, which people don't realise. I think we've got one of the biggest youth sections in probably Ryman's football. In that, I include the Premier in that as well. So we want to develop an academy for the new development. We want the academy, we want local kids coming through, and really to get up as many leagues as we from the area and been there all my married life, then, you know, I just like to see the club grow. And the club is not all about climbing league, something in the community. And we've got that with 500 kids. We are second to none, believe you me.